would beat or dead be an extreme case?
Yeah.
What if you're not quite beat or dead? You just say you're a little
tired.
Have you ever heard anything about beat or dead to mean, you know, just an extreme case of it?
Out of it.
What about worn out? Or
gone.
Oh, well.
No.
But say you hear about somebody that's in the hospital, you might say, well, so-and-so was looking back yesterday. When was it he
got sick?
Or this expression, say if somebody's on his way to go somewhere and he's not in any particular hurry to get there, he might say, oh, we'll get there
sometime.
You ever hear people use the expression of, we'll get there by and by?
No, not.
Do you ever hear that used at all?
Not too much. Just in religious situations sometimes.
Like what?
Like in referring to when they want to be otherworldly, they use it. By and by.
Say somebody who got overheated and then chilled, you know, pretty much at the same time, his eyes start watering and his nose start running, you'd say he... You know, very common disease that they haven't found a cure for yet. They call it the common
cold.
Yeah. So you say that fellow, he's caught a cold, or
caught a cold, and
or say if it, you know, affected his voice so that he can't talk like that, you say he's a little bit
hoarse
or cock. Did that, I've got a little
sniffle.
Yeah, or when I
cough.
Yeah. Or I might say something like, well, I better go to bed, I'll feel a little bit. Or if I'm just, you know, it's just the end of the day and I'm tired, I might say, well, I better go to bed, I'm feeling
bad,
or just if it's my regular bedtime, I'm feeling
tired.
Or sleepy, or drowsy. But say it's 7 o'clock in the morning, I'll open my eyes and
wake up.
Or say if you were talking about somebody else who's still sleeping and you didn't want him to stay that way, you might send somebody down there and say, you better go
wake him up.
Or say if there was somebody who had some medicine that he was supposed to use, and went in to check on him, and the medicine was still there on the table. And I asked him, well, why didn't you
take that?
And that verb take, the past part of it, he'd say, yesterday I
took
and I have
taken.
Somebody who has a just about can't hear a thing, you'd say he's just about stone
deaf.
And when in summertime, if you're working outside, maybe chopping wood or something like that, it's not long before you begin to
sweat.
Yeah. I had an interesting distinction made with that word to me by a lady in Arkansas.
Between sweat and perspire.
Yeah. She said her grandmother always told her that horses sweat, men perspired, and ladies glistened.
The ladies just glow.
Right.
Glow, my girlfriend told me that.
Is that right? Yeah.
She took, and after that, and she said, "And I don't know if you sweat or perspire."
What'd you tell her?
I said I'd do a little both.
So some people get these places on their skin. It's kind of like a
freckles.
Yeah, that, or these things are painful. There's a white spot.
A wart.
Boils. White spot in the middle and kind of red around it.
Yeah, boil.